What's up, good people? You already know what it is. Another episode of King's Landing. It's your boy, Jared King. Go ahead, follow me on X at @_TheKing, _ Follow my brother, Brian, at KingHead57 on Twitter and Instagram. And shout out to the good people at the Barber's Chair Network. You already know what it is. Go follow them on IG and Twitter at Barber's Chair Net. Subscribe to the Barber's Chair Network Patreon at patreon.com/barberschairnet. Barber's Chair Network, sorry. And visit the bcnet.com for more podcasts and other good sporting entertainment news. You know, last time we were here, brother, we were flying a little high. 2-0. Now we 2-2. We're on a little skid right now, you know. Falcons, you know, just wrapped up a little trip across the pond over there in London and got beat handedly 23-7, was losing 17-0 at halftime. Did not have a good showing for the good British folks. 13 points in 2 weeks. It's been a rough couple weeks right now.
We had a time, to say the least. But yeah, man. Hey, it could be worse. That's all I'm gonna say. It could be worse. People complaining about being 500. Yeah. You know, could be 0-4. It could be 1-4. But we 2-4.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I think where my frustration is, we talked about it after the Lions game. I was like, you know, that Sunday, I was like, I don't really feel good, but whatever. I'll take 2-1. I still feel good. You know, expectations are realistic, but to go to put up 13 points in back-to-back games, in games that were winnable, like that's the point that's still frustrating is. They could have put up points against the Lions, and they didn't. They looked a lot more inept versus the Jags in the first half. But, you know, you still got a defense who's only given up 13 points in the second half the last two games. Like,
exactly.
They kept it as close as they could. It's just the offense, man. The offense is – everybody want to bench Ridder. I'm not defending Ridder this week. He had a terrible first half. He rates as one of the worst quarterbacks in the league right now, which, I mean, is valid based on how he's playing. I mean, you got back-to-back weeks of 200 yards throwing on over 30 passing attempts. I mean – you can barely crack 200 yards. He's thrown the ball almost 70 times and doesn't even have 400 yards in two games. I mean, I don't got nothing positive on those two. But then it's like they're not benching him. So
for what? It's just what?
Good game.
With this core, with this group?
Yep.
This fourth game, like, people are complaining like they're expecting to win the Super Bowl this year.
Yeah, valid.
Was Jacksonville in the playoffs last year?
Yeah, I remember come back against the Chargers.
Isn't this the same core?
Yeah, I mean, they lost back-to-back against playoff teams, which, you know, that's the silver lining. Like, I really don't – I had these two as losses anyway. So for me, it's like, all right, cool. Like 2-2, we are right on track.
Yeah. Like if you're realistic with it, it is what it is. Like there's no point in unraveling on the fourth game of the season, fifth game of the season.
Yep.
Like stick to the plan, stick to your guns. The offense hasn't even opened up yet. Like we haven't even seen what this offense can do for real.
Can we talk about it?
We've seen Arthur Smith do this. This is his plan. I mean, you think about last year. Like, yeah, we weren't in it by one score like we were before. But You take two plays away, and now it's a one-score game with a team that was in the playoffs last year.
Yeah.
Detroit beat the Chiefs. Granted, they didn't have Kelce, but it's the Chiefs. It's Patrick Mahomes. It's not Desmond Ridder. So, you know, on the road, we chalked that one up too. But if we lose to Houston at the crib, now we got some real problems.
I mean, Houston coming in hot. I mean, that's the thing. Like, the eternal optimist in me is like, AJ blew the touchdown to Calvin Ridley.
Ridder threw
a pick six. It's them two plays. That's what you lost by.
Two plays.
That's what you lost by. Like,
they could have hung 48 up on us like Buffalo did Miami.
Yeah.
And that was a divisional game. This game don't even count for real.
Yeah.
Like, outside of, you know, embarrassing us overseas, but it ain't our first time, so live with it. Get over it.
Yeah. It's like either it's going to be frustrating by the time we get to the end of the season, or it's going to be like the saving grace. Cause it's like the offense is right there. It's like, bro, it's little stuff. Like, it's not like it's not like it's stuff that can't be fixed. Like, you ain't gonna put up 25 plus points on the first 2 weeks to come out and struggle to score a touchdown. But it's just like, I mean, I did a whole thread breakdown today because folks are like, how are you talking about the play calling? What are we looking at? It's third and four, and my coach wants to call four verts.
Four verts with no leakage. Nobody leaking in the flats and nothing. No short routes, no intermediate routes.
Yeah. And so it's almost like
he's testing them to see. Let's see what you do.
But fucking why? Like, that's I'm like, bro, what is he doing? Like,
is Ridder allowed to give audibles and hot routes and checks?
I don't know. I'm not even gonna guess, because either he is and he's not doing it, or he's not because he's a young quarterback. But either way, who is on the field thinking? Why is nobody sitting here seeing a big ass blitz coming on a four and being like, because it's not like Kelce and Mahomes are always hot route. It's like, oh, look at this. I'm not going to run my route. I'm going to stop in the space.
Thank you.
Somebody.
This is a team game. Stop being brainless out there and just running your routes.
Play football.
Drop your nuts and win the game. Stop doing what your coach tries to tell you. You get in trouble, but win the game. And then deal with it later. But you won. Man. You won the play. You got the first down. You got the touchdown. You got the turnover.
It's like, coach, you call four birds.
And that kind of stuff, that's part of the intangibles of football. You got to drop your nuts at any given time. You don't know when you're going to have to drop them.
Yep.
Those are the non-physical times where you have to drop your nuts.
Yep.
During the game.
And it's playing beyond the scheme. It's like, look at Jesse. Jesse makes plays beyond the play call, because it's like, I know I'm supposed to be back here, but I already know what they're about to run, so I'm gonna go make a play. So
then you make a play, then you get your freedom.
Yeah. But like, I was just sitting there watching. Like, the first half, Ridder didn't have a good first half, but Art was giving my guy no answers. Like, first off, Ridder won't throw a flat route if his life depends on it. And I don't know why. That part, I mean, the pick six. It's his fault because he refuses to throw a flat route. If he throws a flat route, people start guarding it. But it's like, I'm going to run slant flat, which works for everybody. But if you never throw the flat, why would I even take the bait? So it's like, you know, that part is where I'm like, all right, Ridder, like, what are we doing? But then it's like other stuff. It's just you running plays where it's like, all right, Ridder got to throw a deep out to the far side of the field on the far hash. Why I got my young quarterback doing that?
Mm-hmm.
And Trevor Lawrence, in the same game, missed the same throw. And so it's like, yes, Trevor Lawrence, top 10 quarterback. If he can't make it, why am I making Ridder make that throw? Like,
exactly.
Trevor Lawrence was getting – Doug Peterson was spoon-feeding this man. He was like, cool.
Mm-hmm.
Third and six, I'm going to put Christian Kirk in the slot, and I'm going to give him a two-way go, same size as the hash that we throw on. Like, easy stuff. And it's like, Art got – Ridder throwing the, you know, far hash outs. Like, he ain't got no plays for Yak in the first half. Like, the screens are ass. I'm like, bro, what is this? And then you trot out position groups where it's London, Hollins, Pitts, Janu.
Janu, the only one getting separation.
Janu, the only one with any kind of feet. And it's like, you wonder why he's the only one who can get the ball.
Mm-hmm.
And it's exactly. Like the refusal to play Scotty Miller and Kadarius Hodge. You got two guys on your team who run 4.4s and you keep running. Bro, think about it. We could drop you at free safety. They run 4.0s and you can guard every route. Because ain't nobody.
Or Achilles and all.
Yeah, bro. Like, that's the part where I'm like, all right. Oh, shit on Ritter. I don't care. Like, if he's a pumpkin, he's a pumpkin. I'm going to be honest.
But yeah, he's a third round pick, though.
Yeah, the concepts are so bad at times. But then you see in the second half, he starts calling actual good passing plays. Scotty Miller got a couple snaps. Kadarius Hodge got a couple snaps. They finally put CP out there, and Ritter was dealing. Like, his second half, he was throwing some strikes. The slot fade to Drake London, touchdown. It's like you give him rhythm. He's a young quarterback, bro. Like, they got Anthony Richardson out there throwing. I think he completed like 7 passes last game.
Do we have a passing game coordinator?
Do we? Dave Ragone.
Where's he from? I don't know. Man, I gotta do my research.
He's not it. Like, that's really the crux of the issue. Is, you know, people are like, oh, Art's dumbing down the offense for Ritter. If this is dumbed down, it ain't gonna work for no young quarterback. Because he ain't giving them easy answers. Brock Purdy gets to throw to people wide open so often. Right. Everybody's like, oh, Brock gets the ball out. Because they open. Right. Like, yeah. Ritter's sitting back, dropping back, looking like sack. And it's like, either he's going to eat a sack. He's a young quarterback. His clock is ticking. He's like, bro, I got to get the ball out. Or he's going to throw a dumb pass.
Yep.
So – I'm fine being critical of Ritter, but like I'm more nervous about Art at this point. I mean, shout out to Aaron Freeman, Free Falc fans, but you know, he gave a couple stats. Falcons are 31st in the league in 11 personnel snaps.
Ugh.
At 12%.
Why?
That's after the Jags game. Going into the Jags game, they were 9%.
That's why he got banned. He was dropping too much, he was taking too much shit. He dropped too much knowledge, bro.
Man, both Arthurs came and had to get him up out of there. But yeah, it's like, and I remember I said, I'm not caping for Arthur. I was like, he basically is Greg Roman 2.0 right now. Like,
yeah.
And it's like, everybody wanted him to free Lamar. Lamar MVP and Greg Roman had him looking stupid. And it's like, we running the same. The Ravens ran 11 personnel, what, 7% last year. Falcons running at 9% going into the Jags game.
How are they counting the 11 personnel though?
True receivers, 3 receivers,
okay.
1 tight end.
You know, they like to call Pitt a tight end all the time.
No, true receiver, Drake London, Scotty Miller, Kadarius Hodge. Yeah. How many times they've been on the field together? Or Drake London, Mac Hollins, Kadarius Hodge. And it's like, I know Hodge rolled his ankle, you know, in first game of preseason, second game of preseason, whatever. Scotty Miller, just send them deep. Just
think go. Brought Frank Darby back?
Frank's not fast. that's why it's so frustrating. I'm like, bro, like, I accept the fact that there's not a lot of speed. Cool. But you running deep routes with these slow-ass receivers.
Deep routes with slow people who can't separate.
And then everybody's like, bro, Ritter's ass.
Throw the pick on purpose? Is that what you want?
It even on that pick, bro, the safety didn't back up on either of the picks. The safety literally stood there because it's like Drake's not fast and my corner can keep up with him. And then Kyle Pitts can't really separate. So if these are only 2 routes, I ain't really stressed about it. And it's like the concept works. Yes. But if you run that out of a five wide, think about, you got Scotty Miller out wide, Kadarius Hodge out wide, and then you run that in the middle.
Right.
Cool. That might work. Mm-hmm. But you're going to run the same two-man concept that you ran earlier in the game. You think these safeties right. are that dumb.
And the thing about it, I don't think these coaches are realizing when they come against a team like the Jaguars that have Blaze on offense, who you think the defense is practicing against? You got nothing but Blaze. You got Christian Kirk, Calvin Ridley, even ETN. You got Evan Engram pressing the safety. What's his name that was hurt? Who you dropping fantasy?
Zay Jones, yeah.
Zay Jones. Like, blazing down the field, and then you come and watch and play against these folks. I mean, they tested well, but I don't know if that was football speed that they showed at the combine.
No. No. And it's like, you've seen it. You've seen it all summer in camp. And that's why I'm like, people are like, oh, well, if we would have had preseason snaps. Bro, we are in October. If you still crying over August snaps.
Right.
Like, I'll take the argument of we should have played Ritter all of last year. Cool, I'm cool with that. I've never been against that. But it's like, you've known all summer. Unless he's like, okay, I had plans for Hodge. Hodge got hurt. His injury's pretty bad. They finally admit Kyle Pitts is not healthy. Okay, so then why the hell are you sending him on these? And so now,
deep routes. Give him an out. Give him tight end routes. Stop making him run receiver routes. Give Mac Hollins some drags. Don't stop having him run these intricate, you know, routes where you got to stick and plant and go. Just let him run like a fool and run into somebody if he want to, because he'll do it. But he can't go three targets for nothing. That gets your quarterback swung on for real.
And it's like, bro, exactly, bro. Just give him drags.
Just give him drags. Let him run.
Give him some drags. Let him
run. Let Foyer chase Mac Hollins and get in his face.
Something. Or at least let Mac go.
Now you're working with the intermediate. And that's the thing. Last year, that's why I was saying the offense hasn't opened up. It's opened up, but we're running the stupid plays. And so last year we were dinking and dunking. We had Mariota, but we were dinking and dunking short to intermediate routes. We're not doing that no more. We're running these slants and these basic route combinations. I know he got some meshes, some levels and something in there.
It's in the playbook because he ran it. But
yeah.
I don't think he's ran mesh more than five times this season. And it's like, you could go back to Ritter's college tape. They ran mesh probably once a drive.
Yeah.
It's like, and then, yeah, it's like you're not even giving him in-breaking routes like right in his face.
Right.
You're making him, all right, this is all. It's like read the safety, pick a side, make a play. He's not Matt Ryan. He's not fucking Kirk Cousins. He's not, like, they're trying to make him these quarter. It's like they're not helping this man, bro. They are not. And it's just so hard to watch. Like, because, you know, I had high hopes for Art. But at this point, I'm like, all right, like, do they score 30 at home to beat the Texans? Because CJ Stroud is coming to town. No.
He is coming to town. He is coming to town with his rounds.
He is coming to town. And it's like, I believe in his defense. They haven't given up more than 24 points in 11 straight games.
I think the defense can stand tall against them. But they got that offensive line.
But I was about to say, but then our dumbass is going to go three and out and give them good field position like we've been doing. Yeah. Like, that's the part where it gets frustrating, where it's like, Jags had the ball for 33 minutes. You know, you losing time of possession. Art's talking about, yeah, we need to start faster. You came out. Defense got to stop. You come out with a run for 1 yard, a run for 2 yards, and now Desmond Ritter having to convert a third and long just to keep the drive.
Bijan, talking about, look at Bijan. Look what Bijan did. We still punting. It don't matter.
We're punting. And it's like people are like, well, shoot, Ridder should have thrown it for a first down. There was nobody open. This is the play you should have called on second down. And then we got options on the third and short. But he's putting the offense in these bad positions. Mm-hmm. And then Ridder got to be a top 10 quarterback to bail him out. And it's like, bro, right. You're asking this young man, you're asking him to fuck up.
And it's interesting because when you watch the film and you read or look at what he's reading, he's not making mistakes. He just don't have nothing. Like, even with, like, the pick six, I blame Ridder. Like, why are you throwing a slant to the far side of the field from the left hash?
It's
to the wide side.
With the flats still wide open.
Yeah. And so, you know, as an offensive coordinator or as an offensive play caller, you got to give him plays, like you said, those easy plays that gets him settled into the game and allows him to let the game come to him. Like, if he was settled in the game, he would have checked that down to the running back. Slant, out, all right, everybody's out. Drop it down, get 4 or 5 yards. Next play.
Yep.
I'm not even thinking about this.
Yep.
And if you got enough gumption, run it straight up the middle and use your running back as a fullback.
He did that in the second half.
Mm-hmm.
Art ran 4 verts. He dropped back and said, I'm not waiting for this, because it didn't work in the first half. And he scrambled and picked up like 7 or 8. And it's like, but he's not doing that off the bus, because you got him looking way to the fucking sideline to try and complete a pass for 3 yards.
Right. I just hope we don't hurt Bijan, because we're wasting him with these kind of plays. Like, if you're gonna be calling these plays and just dumping it off in the flats and letting him get tagged, you might as well keep Tyler in there.
And they showing the same motion.
Yeah, let Bijan just run out the slot, but run an actual route out the slot, not motion him back to the backfield or orbit or a jet motion.
Bruh. Like it makes my head hurt. We ran a screen pass and had Keith Smith run a fade route.
I missed it. Talking about, I'm open, boss.
it's like, okay, I can get, you know, let Keith Smith run the fade route. Now he's already ready downfield to block. But you think the defense is a dummy. Mm. They're not taking a fullback out wide serious.
With a 40 number on.
Like it's the same shit Sark did, because remember the sprint right option that they threw to Julio at the last play of the game versus the Eagles. He had damn Patrick DeMarco on the backside. Like, no, I don't even, was that DeMarco? Whoever the fullback was at the time,
it was somebody irrelevant.
Yeah, but it's like you got the fullback on the backside, so defense is like, oh, you're not going to him with the game on the line. Like,
no, not at all.
So it's like, it's stuff like that where I'm like, yes, Ridder could be the worst quarterback in the league, but he's not asking his fullback to run a fade route.
Right. That's what I say, bro. I want to see Ridder make some audibles and hot routes at the line. I get tired of watching this vanilla. Because wasn't he was making checks last year. At the end of the year, he was making checks and checking off and making line adjustments and everything. He's just running straight vanilla.
That's why I'm so confused. I'm like, bro, this is not even the most pessimistic person. Like, this is not what he looked like last year, the last 2 weeks at least. Like,
right.
It's like, bro, what? But then the offense don't like. Yeah, I don't know. I've ranted. My thread is on Twitter. All right, you know, I'm going to have to mute a lot of people again on Sunday because they're going to say, oh, you ride for Ridder. But
look, as long as you ain't got no college jersey.
I seen Michael Penix Jr. up close and personal. I'm going to put it on wax. Michael Penix can be my quarterback in 2024.
How you spell his last name for the people, please?
P-E-N-I-X.
That's a xylophone.
Yeah, but shoot, X as in Twitter, man. But him and Cam Ward, quarterback for Washington State, they play on November 25th. I will be in attendance. I might be witnessing the future Falcons quarterback if Ritter doesn't get it together. See a little warm for Art, man. They got the Texans coming to town. They back at home. They perform well at home. I will give them credit. I think they were, 8-2 last year? No, they couldn't have been 8-2 last year.
I was about to say, who?
What was their home record? They have a strong home record under Art. So, I feel a little frisky. I think it's going to be a fun little matchup to see. You know, are you just not a Super Bowl contending team and you lost to the Jags and the Lions, who are closer to Super Bowl contending than we are? But if you go out here and get beat by a team that just had the 2 and 3 overall pick, dang, at home.
Followed up against the Commanders.
These next two games get real. Riverboat Ron.
He's looking for some get back.
Nah, man.
He don't like the Falcons.
Hey, Ron been gone for a minute, man. He ain't worried about us.
Hey, he gonna be ready.
He ain't been worried about it.
He gonna run a trick play against us. I know we're looking ahead, but Riverboat gonna call something foolish.
Hey, they got the enemy out there, man. They got some. Hey, nope, you ain't getting me. Stick it on these Texans, man. They got a good team. It's a solid team. Will Anderson is going to get a sack. I'm jumping ahead on our over unders, but
shout out to first time.
I have no faith in Jake Matthews shutting down Will Anderson.
It's about to get ugly. He about to be in front of Roll Tide, too. Is Roll Tide homecoming?
Yeah.
He might get 3 sacks, brother.
It is officially October, which means we are in pumpkin spice season. And I got pumpkin at left tackle and spice at right tackle.
Spice.
Bro, Jake, I don't want to hear nothing. Jake is not good. Jake is average. He routinely gets beat by average players. Josh Allen beat him for 2 or 3 sacks. I think he only officially got 1 on him. But, bro,
bring him up.
Yeah, move to right tackle and go get a freak left tackle, please. I wanted Micah Parsons or Penei Sewell if we didn't take Kyle Pitts, and look at both them fools.
You know, I'm the biggest fan of that draft pick anyway.
And they will eat a child right now. And we got Caleb McGarry. Anyway, Caleb from Fife, stand up for Washington, bro, one time. Anyway,
out of my neck of the woods, bro.
I know, man. They got C.J. Stroud, Damian Pierce, Nico Collins going off. They got the wily vet, Robert Woods.
What's it called? That safety, too, huh?
And the corner. Wait, you got Thankdale and John Metchie. John Metchie back. So, I mean, they going 4-5 deep. Don't sleep on Xavier Hutchinson, man. Iowa State. Then you got Dalton Schultz with
Dalton Schultz might score a touchdown because we can't defend no tight end.
No Troy. You're going to have some work cut out. They're going to spread this defense out. I'm excited that Jeff was back. Shout out, Jeffrey. Had a good game.
Shout out to Landman. That's my dog.
My young hitter.
My dog been hitting. He been playing some good football. 7 tacks, 2 assists, 9 combined. I can get with that. That's a good game.
He didn't have any TFLs?
No.
He had a couple that were probably 1 or 2 games, 1 or 2 yards.
Right. But yeah, I'm loving what I'm seeing out of Big Lamb. Big dog, he can stay. He can stay for the long haul. And Big Onyemata holding it down there. I don't know, brother. I think Onyemata done took the crown for the best D lineman we got.
Easily, quickly, immediately. Immediately. That boy came in and said, hey, let me show y'all how to do this. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, they're going to have their work cut out for him because Bobby Slowick been cooking. Mm. Bobby is the former Niners passing game coordinator. You know, that thing that we don't have in Atlanta. Mm. And it showed up the last 2 weeks. CJ Stroud making easy reads, easy throws.
That's it. That's the name of the game.
That is the name of it. So I think it's going to be fun, though. I mean, I think they're going to stress our secondary depth, but that's the strength of our defense right now is, you know, can they be patient? I don't know, you know, how patient of a team, you know, I mean, they had their way with the Jags, and we just got our asses kicked, so I can't really.
Yeah, brother. We hoping for the best. That's all we can say.
You know, Pittsburgh, August Super Bowl champs got smoked 30-6, and I think – I don't know, man, because Matt Canada is bad. And that's I keep going back to Art. I'm like, I don't know what kind of game he's gonna call. This is the first time I've had no confidence in Art showing up.
Is it the lack of Cordero?
If it's one damn player,
the Joker.
Jesus Christ, bro. I sat there watching this game just like this.
No eyebrows. Snatch them off.
Just make my head hurt, bro. But like, hey, Ryan Nielsen's legit. I think he learned last game and early this game a little bit. He can't do that full D-line rotation shit he was trying. It's like, again, the smart teams catch on to your stuff. It's every
like they ain't sitting at home watching film.
You gonna rotate Grady, Onyemata, Calais, and Dupree off and bring on Graham, Harrison, Huggins, and Carter. All right, cool. I'm going to just throw on that group. I'm going to wait till that group comes out, and I'm going to go for a big play.
Exactly.
So I'd give him credit for at least adapting. Ebiketie starting to get more snaps. He had a couple hits last game. Nielsen does a good job. Like, that's the other thing is I don't want Art to get fired because we're going to probably lose Ryan Nielsen. And so,
I want to see some more of the youngins.
I think they coming, man. You got Helms played.
I want to see Harrison, too.
Harrison's playing. He's just, you know, he's young. He's a little fire tech. Yeah.
We ain't getting no picks. This just wasn't a good game.
No. And I appreciate Mac, man, showing some life. Like he said, you know, we was out here bullshitting. Like, we're still asleep on the plane. Yeah, bro. Right. Somebody be mad. Like, give me the player who's gonna be mad that we suck. At least I ain't gonna rip my teammates to the media. But I'm gonna let y'all motherfuckers
your
know.
Face. I'm gonna
get these words. Face. Yeah.
Coach, like, run a drag.
Give me something. Like, you got too many. They got too many weapons to be in that. Like, this shit looks like 2020 when we had Dirk Cutter running the passing game and Mike Mularkey running the running game. And it was like, boy, who thought this was a good idea?
Somebody was drunk.
Oh, somebody was drunk. So, yeah.
Yeah. I want to see Mac Hollins on some drags. Let him get his rocks off on somebody.
Yeah,
do it again. And you ain't got to roll out, bro. Just stay in the pocket and deliver. Like, I don't even want to see him roll out or get out of the pocket.
Art need these routes going like this, not like this.
Right.
But I'm excited. This I ain't got no score prediction yet. I've been thinking about it since Sunday ended. I was like, shit, we got the Texans coming up too. CJ Stroud. Whew. I had somebody trying to hop in my mentions. They were talking about who would you rather have, Desmond Ridder or Justin Fields? And I was like, are we really doing this? He's gonna be like, so you didn't have a problem about CJ Stroud? Bro, y'all gotta calm down. The mute button is for real on my Twitter right now. Calm down, please. Thank you.
They got us at 41. Who got the advantage?
The Jags? Oh, the Jags, the Texans?
They got the Falcons at under 2.
Oh, yeah. Okay, that's a 1-point drag. Yep.
2 under, baby.
Oh, baby. My man, CJ Stroud.
You about to take this rock, boy. That's what's about to happen.
CJ Stroud already got 1,200 yards passing. He got damn
near about to tote this rock. We about to tote this tater, baby. I don't care what you care. I don't care what how y'all feel. We running this ball. We keeping this rock out of CJ Stroud's hand. That's the best way to win. And then force him to throw to these young receivers.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. Because I don't think Damian Pierce is a factor. Or Singletary. I don't like that whole backfield is slick pie.
Yeah. I mean, CJ has to throw the ball. That's how they got to. Right. That's how they got to win.
So, you know, I want to see some more out of our special teams as well. They've been very lackluster. I think we were spoiled over the past few years because we ain't had nothing to lean on but the special teams.
Yeah.
And now we nervous when Koo go out there.
That is very true. Like, that's the thing. It's stuff like that where it's like, mm-hmm. What happened? Cool was automatic, and now it's like,
boy.
Like, the O-line, they run blocking is not even above average right now. Like, The O-line is not good right now.
Nobody's taking names. Except for Bergeron. We can get Bergeron. This dude.
Yeah, well, Chris Lindstrom back. He back. He had his game.
Yeah, I saw he had a good game, too.
He bounced back. But it's like –
it's a unit. Can't just have one person balling out, bro.
Yep. And it's like – and then the play action is not good right now. That's what – I mean, but, yeah, like, keep it close. Ridder, play a clean game. Defense, don't blow no coverages. I think we get out with a win close.
Close. Stay undefeated at the crib, huh?
Yeah, man. I mean, they value that
for the youngin.
Yeah, they take that on. I appreciate that. Like, they like, look, we might bullshit on the road, but we ain't playing around at the crib.
Like, what y'all be doing, bro? Y'all get away from here.
Then get back and be in the bins. Y'all motherfuckers better turn up.
Right.
Right. My bad.
Yeah. Welcome back.
Man, mm-hmm. But yeah, no, I think you got to run the ball. You got to run the ball, control the clock. But that's also the problem, is you know you're gonna need Ridder in rhythm.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's like
that also takes Will Anderson out the game too.
Mm-hmm. I'd run it at his ass. He ain't even 250 pounds.
Yeah. And I think it's going to be a Tyler game just because he's had a light load. And I know he's itching to get some.
Hey, Arthur. Do not run that goddamn counter handoff.
Whatever it is.
Tyler Algier. He's too fucking slow.
Zone read. Go. Let him do what he does. That is Bijan's play.
Thank you. Ridder threw a dime, and then I said, okay, thank you. And then he ran the count. I said,
stuck in the backfield.
Algier is the hammer. Duo. Mm-hmm. Wham. Mm-hmm.
Head down. This is a former linebacker. Don't forget that.
Like, just, and it's like, it's been since week one on the goal line. Oh, week two. Was it week? It was week two against the Packers when we were on the one. It's been since then. Where he being too cute.
Yep.
Yeah. Stop being so damn cute, man. It's not hard, bro. Like, that's what I hope. Like, I really hope, like, he's like, I don't even know, bro. I don't know. I'm going to blame jet lag. Falcons bounce back this week, man. I think the running game gets going. I mean, that's really where their advantage is. Like you said, it's like you're going to have to run at Will Anderson. If you throw 30 passes, Will Anderson's getting 2 to 3 sacks.
Mm-hmm.
And he's gonna terrorize Ridder.
Yep.
So you got to yeah. And don't be scared to go to 11. Like, he wants to, you know, play everything out of base. But you just make everybody on the field so slow. You can't play out of base and your team already slow.
Right.
Like, get nickel personnel out there. You got the size advantage. Like, get them a little light. They don't have Stingley is out, so you ain't got to worry about a shutdown corner out there. You know, I like Petrie and Jimmy Ward, but like you said, like, run the ball at them, make them play some run fits, and then spread them out. And don't spread them out with ace personnel out there.
And they make it a little obvious too when they put Scotty, if they put Scotty out there. It's like, you know what Scotty about to run. Something fast and probably something deep. So mix it up. Get Scotty involved. Scotty can be like Hunter Renfro. And right. Now you're like, oh, we got to look at this little fool now.
Oh. Use the same motion that they're using for Tyreek.
Yeah.
Hell, jet sweep it to Scotty.
Right.
Like, at least make the defense say, oh, it's somebody fast as hell. Like, think about it. They be scared when Bijan has the ball. They're like, oh, shit.
Right. I'm about to get shook.
Yeah. Like, nobody else out there. It's like, London's giving you one move. Kyle Pitts giving you no move. Matt Collins there. Like, come on, man. Shoot. I think they can.
What was that, Chad Mumma? Still looking for his draws in England.
Right. Man. All right. What are we feeling? You say over under is 41, 41 and a half.
41. And we got 2 points.
27-23 Falcons. Why do I believe in these fools? 24-17. 24-20.
Is that your final answer, Si?
24-20, Falcons. Final answer.
24-20.
Mm-hmm.
Falcons.
Oh, so we going under. Mm-hmm. I mean,
I think it's going to be a ball control game. I don't believe in their run stopping ability. I feel like it's going to be a sloppy game too. I think it's going to be like one of those desperate sloppy games where it's like, we have to win this. It's like, by any means necessary. Like, we're not about to lose to the freaking Texans.
I wish they played on Saturday instead of Sunday. I swear they're gonna ruin the end of my weekend.
Hey man, listen, Coach Prime is for Saturdays.
Man, yeah. I mean, we basically, right? It's like, look, it's gonna be close. You said 2017?
21.
21-17, yeah, 4-point game. It's going to be, yeah, like just out of reach where it's like they're going to need a touchdown.
Right.
To win, not a field goal. But.
It's going to be a bunch of punts.
Hey, Pinion been a little shaky lately too.
Yeah, that's what I said, the special teams, man. They, I don't know. But they got drunk.
All right, drunk. What we got? So sacks, Will Anderson sacks. We already got them 2-3. We getting a turnover? We getting a pick? We getting CJ Stroud's first pick?
Yes. It's going to be AJ. AJ against Nico.
That's going to be fun. I can't wait for that.
Mm-hmm. That's what I said. I like AJ in that. And then Bates can – they're going to be moving Tank Dell around.
Jeffrey. Give me one for Jeffrey.
I don't know. I think – who's our nickel? Are we still running D-Offer,
baby?
You know, I always be forgetting about him, bro.
That's the thing, bro. Our secondary matches up just fine.
Yeah. And he's small and quick. He can stay with him.
Mm-hmm. They can stay with Tank. You can stay. Hey, you got Jesse.
If Jesse gets a pick, Jesse will be. If Jesse gets a pick this week, I feel like Jesse will be all pro.
Jesse on one right now.
Like for real.
He is on one. I'm not gonna doubt my man. He is on one. I can see it.
Because we, bro, when the last time we had good safety play like that?
When was I born? Since before then.
Yeah. And I'm tired of seeing Richie Grant with 11 tackles. I don't want to see that no more.
Well, they put Richie in the box for Troy. So.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what that was.
Making it make sense.
Yeah, that was their counter. That's why Helens played more, Hawkins played more, because they like, we know Lamon can't cover the ground that Troy could cover. So I mean, it was a smart thing.
What happened to that three linebacker set we're going to try to roll out there?
Who the third linebacker now?
What's the black boy name?
Black boy.
You know, we got nothing but white boys at linebacker now.
Who's the black boy name?
He's a legit minority. What's his name? Boy, he played good in preseason.
Boy is hell. You talking about Tay Davis?
Yeah, Tay Davis. Hey, he be balling, bro. He be like, who was this black boy with? We got a black linebacker.
Hidden.
He out there balling.
Oh, man.
Because, you know, This is supposed to be rock and roll music all year at the linebacker position.
Yeah, they rocking out.
Tay Davis up in there. He was playing football, too.
Who that black boy? Ignorant.
The young fella.
Man. But yeah, I like it, man. I think the defense will have a good day. I think we can get CJ to throw one. But it's gonna be on the offense to keep points on the board. Cause if he can get off handing the ball off and having the clock keep ticking, he ain't gonna have to throw it.
Hey, get him off his spot. I think Ayo might get one. I think Grady get one. I think Grady gonna surprise somebody.
Hey, Grady and Ayo might have been kicking ass in that middle, man. I want to see some fun blitzes. You know, make it hard on them. They gonna draw some easy stuff, some quick hitters. I probably play some simple coverage early on and then go get them. Yeah. But I'm with it, man. I'm excited. Whew. It's been I'm just let you wrap it up, AB. My fandom, hey, I'm still a fan now, but Art, oh boy, I want to see something on Sunday.
Hard bargain.
Hard bargain, baby.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, this has been another great episode of King's Landing. Thank you for joining us. Again, this has been Jared King and your co-host, Brian King. Follow Jared at @_TheKing_ on X. And your boy, everywhere you can follow me. On wherever at KingCat 57.
Anywhere, wherever.
3-2, 32 for the juice.
Baby, I love it.